Movies, music, books. We review the ones that really help you grow. Review from the Salvos.
The Narnia films have inspired a resurgence of interest in C.S. Lewis, the Oxford academic, popular theologian and creator of the magical world of Narnia. And now the new biography, C.S. Lewis, A Life by Alistair McGrath, introduces the man himself to a new generation. It's been published to mark the 50th anniversary of Lewis's death, completely up to date with scholarly studies of Lewis, and also focuses on how he came to write the Narnia books and why they have proved so consistently engaging. Pulitzer Prize reviewer for the Washington Post, Michael Derda, wrote how it was assumed Lewis would be forgotten within 5 years of his death, but says in actuality, children are still reading The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, voted the best children's book of all time, his trilogy Out of the Silent Planet, and That Hideous Strength, the science fiction classic. Not to mention Screwtape Letters and Mere Christianity, voted the most influential religious books of the 20th century. Derda's only complaint about Alistair McGrath's biography, C.S. Lewis, A Life. Not surprisingly, when he reviews a biography of Lewis, the first thing he wonders about is whether the biography covers Lewis's literary scholarship well. He can see that McGrath's book is not very good on that subject. McGrath is a sprightly writer, quite colloquial in tone, speeding over many aspects of his subject's life, but slowing down to reflect on those he finds significant, like young Lewis's Protestant Irish background, the early death of his beloved mother, the disastrously unhappy years at school in England, and the trauma of trench warfare in World War I. He speculates on Lewis's relationships and also reflects on the Chronicles of Narnia. Lewis lost his faith as a young man, but rediscovered it in 1929. A long talk in 1931 with a certain J.R.R. Tolkien further cemented Lewis's conviction that Christianity was a true myth, in inverted commas. McGrath stresses that the seven Narnia books shouldn't be viewed as a strict allegory, but rather as a supposal. As Lewis himself wrote to a fifth grade class in Maryland, "Let us suppose that there were a land like Narnia, and that the Son of God, just as he became a man in our world, became a lion there. And then imagine what would happen." McGrath ends his fine book with an extended account of Lewis's last years. An immense amount has been written about C.S. Lewis, but if you're looking for a lively, general introduction to this multi-talented thinker and writer, Alistair McGrath's new biography, C.S. Lewis, A Life, is a good place to start. I'm Aaron Wright.